Welcome to Washington in Focus. I'm your host, Brett Davis, the Center Square's Washington State Editor. Joining me today is reporter Spencer Pauley. So as the whole world knows by now, Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th, killing some 1,200 civilians and taking more than 200 people hostage. The Jewish state, of course, has struck back militarily, and the ongoing Israeli-Hamas conflict has sparked a lot of pro-Palestinian protests around the world, including Seattle. You recently asked city officials about these weekly permitless protests that, in some cases, are snarling traffic and whatnot. What did they have to say?
Well, basically, the Seattle Department of Transportation was referred to me for this inquiry. And basically, they said that the Office of Economic Development does issue permits, but with First Amendment rights. They can only do this, you see, protests can do this with or without a permit. And they don't always have to specify a route. So just based on the First Amendment, a lot of these protests can get away with a lot, including not having a permit in place within the city. Looking into it, they shared me a link about free speech events. And based on the city's code of conduct, these have to be solely expressive activities, such as a march, rally, and demonstration, which these pro-Palestinian protests fit under.
Okay, so it seems like the city officials are giving these protests a wide berth. Is that right? I mean, I was reading incidents about, you know, traffic being snarled and whatnot. They don't consider that interfering with people's business and whatnot.
Well, I think there's only so much the city can do per se without causing maybe some more distress on one end. I think you would see a lot more anger from these protests if they were hindered and they would cite free speech as a right they have. When it comes to the Seattle Police Department, they are present at these events, but only there to keep people safe and not direct traffic per se. There's been other protests in the past, including the BLM movements, in which I've personally have walked by when I've been visiting downtown, and you see the police just kind of stand idly by, not so much as to engage with the crowd and incite more violence or anger and frustration that, you know, we're already aware of, that Seattle residents and the police department are already kind of at a divide per se. So I think Seattle Police Department is basically walking on glass when it comes to these pro-Palestinian protests.
Sounds like they're trying not to make the situation worse. Is that a correct read?
Yes. And the consequences of that is people trying to travel downtown by car are going to be sitting there idly waiting.
Just trying to get to work. So I don't know. Do you have any plans to actually attend one of these protests yourself? Not that it's a job requirement. I know things can get a little hairy, but you mentioned, you know, walking by BLM protests and whatnot. Any thoughts on attending one of these to see what it's like on the ground?
I do, yes, because they're still consistently going on every weekend. Recently, they were at the Seattle Space Needle protesting, in which they were kind of blocking some entrances, but not all of them. So some tourists could still get in, but they are holding them usually on Saturdays downtown. And last week I planned on it, but I've been recovering from this cold that's been going around. So hopefully this next Saturday I can go and hopefully talk to them. I've reached out to some people who are attended some of these pro-Palestinian rallies, including the one that was at the Port of Tacoma recently. And they say they are just not comfortable talking to the media because they believe we misinterpret what they're trying to promote here. So hopefully if I can see them in person, maybe they're willing to talk to me and, you know, share what their perspective is. The Seattle City Council on November 21st passed a resolution that calls for a ceasefire, and it's a long-term ceasefire, instead of like an immediate one. Council member Kashama Sawan, who's been widely voiced her opinion on the pro-Palestinian rallies very loudly, and she's called for this ceasefire, but what got passed by the city council was amended, and she called it watered down. Now, during the city council meeting, there was 2 hours of public comments, and a lot of pro-Palestinian Seattleites were there in attendance, very loud, disruptive, and they made a city council meeting starting at 2 p.m. last until 7 p.m. So it made for a long night for us reporters.
Yeah, good time for you, right? A meeting that would not end. We're really going to miss Kasama Shawan, aren't we?
Right.
Based on all the news she generates. All right. Well, like I said, if you do go to one of these protests, stay safe.
Thank you.
Listeners can keep up with this story and more at thecentersquare.com. For Spencer Pauley, this is Brett Davis. Please subscribe and thanks for listening.